Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, folks, here we go. Let's get back into action here on the DJV program. Back to school next week for some of you. Back to school has been this week. What do you have for reports, Jennifer or Victoria, as to how school has started in your area? Probably more not in Victoria's area as in Jennifer's area. I have my reports from, and amazing, my grandson is in the first grade. Seems like he popped out 3 days ago.
It's only the beginning.
Oh, my.
He'll be in college before you know it.
That's right. Start writing out the checks, Gramps. Okay, so 7 past the hour, Wednesday, the 18th of August, and the situation in Afghanistan. Interesting, the Chinese, or at least some of the social media users, are mocking the United States. They have a lot of balls. You know what? Is that they just balsam, I guess, is a better.
But this was just a disaster, so of course
it is a disaster. But you know,
I mean, our adversaries are watching all of this.
Yeah, and but they started
that's
it.
That's what they're
going
to do.
Yeah. Anyway, the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan is not complete. What do they say? You have a week? Or no, is it 2 weeks to the end of the month? You want to get out? Go.
The Taliban takeover is complete. The Biden administration said yesterday they've been working with the Taliban to evacuate Americans who are trapped there, which is the fact that the military went before the people who needed to be evacuated. I mean, I don't care what you think about where we
not
should be,
management.
What we should be.
Doesn't seem to be great management.
If you want to get the people out who are Americans, number one, and then those who have been helping us, you get those people out before you send the American military away. Because now we're having to go to the Taliban from not a position of power, saying, please, Mr. Taliban, please evacuate our Americans. We need to get them out.
Mr. Custer.
And
I don't want to go.
It's not a great place to be.
Did you see the Air Force cargo plane? They got 640 Afghans in them. They don't have a seat. They just stand up. It's like riding in a bus in New York City. Get into the plane. We're taking off. It's quite a striking image, actually, to see that. The whole thing is a striking image, and it is what it is. Not much you can do about it. And Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, quarterbacking doesn't do anybody any good. The one thing that does seem to be, I guess, hopeful, if you believe them, is that they say they're going to honor women's rights. What's their definition? Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yes, they added under the framework of Islam law. So that's
please. They're
no one knows what that really means.
Started selling little girls. They've already started marrying little girls. They've already started offing women, especially Afghani women who helped the U.S. military. This is such a joke. And those people who are sitting all over cable news, especially on CNN and MSNBC, saying, "Well, we hope that the Taliban shows equity." Excuse me, equity isn't really happening when you're wearing a burqa over your face. I mean, give me a break. I mean, they will kill a gay person faster than you can say lickety-split. There is no equity in their culture. There is no equity in their minds. This is such a joke. And it's funny because as they're sending out these messages from their Taliban office now, where they like to hold press conferences and such, there are pictures of the Taliban walking through the city of Kabul just assassinating people. So it doesn't quite, the messaging isn't quite meeting with the action.
It's like a bad John Wick movie, in a manner of speaking. So anyway, that's the cultural framework thing is something that
Did you happen to see, I don't know if you saw it, it was a few days ago, it's happened already, but there was a CNN reporter who was in Kabul, who on Sunday was, you know, dressed modestly, but she had her face uncovered. She had just a sweater on or some kind of long sleeve shirt, but she had nothing covering her face. On Monday, she did a report. She had a hijab on, couldn't see her face, and she's sitting there. She's sitting there talking to the news cameras. She said, "They're chanting death to America, but they seem nice."
Yeah.
Soundbite has haunted this woman. I mean, I've seen that soundbite now a million times. They're chanting death to America, but they seem nice.
So this fellow, Abdul Ghani Baradar, If that's the way you pronounce his name, I don't need to have respect
fresh
for him.
Fresh out of Gitmo.
He's
now the head of the Taliban.
How long was he in Gitmo?
He was the trade for Bo Bergdahl that Obama made.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't Trump release him? Why did he get released?
No.
I know they said, well, he was released in 2018, so.
Right.
I mean,
this was the deal made under the Trump, under the Biden, under the whoever. What was the third president?
Well, it was
Obama
the U.S. envoy. No,
yeah,
it's the guy who was Bush's guy, who then became Trump's guy. He's the one who pushed for this. But where is he now?
What are you talking
this
about?
Guy.
Where's
he's
he
back
now?
In Afghanistan.
He's leading the Taliban.
No, Khalil Azad, the U.S. envoy who pushed
for
him
about
to be
Badar.
Released.
Oh, I don't know where Khalil Azad is. I know that he, Bradar, or however you say his last name, is now the head of the Taliban. And he was out, and he was in our custody. And he is no longer in our custody, and he's now leading the Taliban. The recidivism rate for the Taliban and for Islamic extremists is pretty high.
Hmm. But, yesterday we were talking about what it is that attracts youngsters to join, what it is that makes you feel as a youngster. I don't know that we think the way they do, and so we don't really understand what it is, the way people are sucked into this. Maybe it's because they have nothing. How do these people get their money? It's sell drugs, right? Isn't that how they've always, the Afghanistanis, a big...
opium, wasn't it? Isn't that their big...
A lot of opium. Now because they're in charge of Afghanistan, and you can see the Russians are already in there, the Chinese are already in there, a lot of natural resources that they're going to be selling out of Afghanistan now.
What natural resources do they have, Jim?
Minerals, particularly copper fields, those
but
types
like,
of things.
None of this is new information, and yet for years and years it has been Trump wanted it, Obama wanted it, Biden wanted it, for years and years, and the American public has all agreed to get out. None of this is new information. The copper fields are still there. Opioids were always there.
But this ding-dong screwed up our evacuation. It's because it's the images that he, and this is his decision from people in his own community, in his own intel community, they're saying, we warned him. We told him. It wasn't about not leaving. Of course people want to see it dry on. We all did. I mean, we were already at 2,500 troops. Now we're probably going to be at 7 or 8,000 troops because of this bungling.
Well, that's
it's that Biden screwed this up. And I'll tell you what, it's not temporary. We're going to be there for a little while. The airport, he closed down the military airport, kept the Kabul airport. Why did he do that? Why, when he was told that he needed to evacuate the country of the people who needed to go first, would he send
that? He's incompetent or
yes,
he was in collusion?
I think that he's incompetent, and
okay,
I think
so
this is going to haunt. No, this is new. This is the worst it's ever been.
You've thought
this is the mistake
since the beginning.
This is the mistake that is going to haunt him. You watch.
Yeah. So what is
well,
it?
I think
so
the
it
point,
does.
What are we, you know, what are we, where do we go from here, right? I mean, this is, everybody knows it's a mess. No one's saying, oh, this is
honestly,
wonderful.
Someone's going to have to resign. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's someone around him.
He's not
going to
resign over this. He stands by his choice. Yeah. I mean, this was another thing that he campaigned on. So,
which almost makes it worse. It was very arrogant for him to say the buck stops here, but it was Trump's fault, and if it's the weak Afghani's fault. Well, the weak Afghani's were getting ready to be beheaded because everything that was there left
they didn't do
in
it,
the wrong
they
way.
We didn't do a great job of assessing, and it's the same in Iraq. We didn't really do a great. They don't know. They don't understand. They don't really care. Their lives are different. They think differently than we do. So you can train them in the skill set that it takes to be a good soldier.
A lot of experts over there have said this was just a paycheck.
Yeah,
this was like basically like a minimum wage job. That's how they treated it.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, it is what it is, and there's not much we can do about it at the moment except keep in mind it may not help it may haunt the whole Democratic Party. If you look ahead, there are a lot of people who are trying to game check
it's not even about politics. It's about those images and about what's going to happen to women in Afghanistan, about the people hanging from airplanes. That's what's going to haunt. I mean, how can it not?
It's a bad movie. 15 past the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan Jay's out today. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought, an image, if you will, of slipping into the sack at night with soft, comfortable sheets. My Pillow wants you to get a better night's rest with the Giza Dream Sheets, and they're making it better right now for you to buy them. Buy a bunch of sets. You need new sheets for all the beds in your house? This is great cotton, grown in the Mediterranean, made into fabric that's so soft and breathable The sheets, the Giza sheets, are like sateen weave, smooth, smooth, smooth. So it feels really great when you climb in at the end of a long day. Available now in a variety of colors and also sizes. You got various sizes of beds, so you need sizes of sheets. They're all machine washable and dryable, just like everything else you get at MyPillow. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So right now, you can save 50% on all of the Giza Dream Sheets that you can find in the product catalog at MyPillow.com. So just go there, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there in which you put the promo code DJV. That's it. Get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99. That's the price with the DJV code. Find deep discounts also on all the other products. I talk about this with each reminder about MyPillow, from 30 to 65% off. Just put, when you're looking through the catalog, you need this, 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 and this. Just check on it. Put the DJV code in and tell you what you pay. That's the deal. Lots, lots, lots more. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV, if you will.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, the update in Haiti now. Death toll, 1941, 1,941 people dead. Thousands, tens of thousands of people injured because of tropical storm. Say it again, Doug. Tropical storm Grace. There's another one. Let's see. What was before
Grace? What happened with Fred? I was watching Fred.
Fred is coming through here today. What's left of Fred? You must have had it yesterday, Victoria, right?
Fred has skipped us completely. We have no precipitation.
Sorry.
Yeah, we have no precipitation on the radar.
He didn't want to come over, huh?
It's weird because, like, Fred went straight up inland and is way further inland than normal, than like you normally would see that trajectory. So yeah, we don't have anything, thankfully.
It's cloudy. We had a nice day here yesterday, but it's cloudy right now, and rain is in the forecast for later on. Anyway, homes destroyed, people in makeshift tents.
It's awful.
It really is a mess down there. Mother Nature added again this time of year down there in that part of the world. Ah, it's a bad weather. It's 28. No, it isn't either. It's 21 past the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows,
Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looks like it's 23 after the hour here on the Wednesday DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jay is out. You would normally be front and center now with trending items, but we'll work our way. We'll slog our way through this info fest, starting with a focus on Daniel Craig, i.e. James Bond, in a moment.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
All right, so the tease on Daniel Craig and what he's not going to leave his children. How many children he and Rachel Weisz, their husband and wife, right? Got
yes.
Two. He's been married before. He's got a daughter with Fiona, his first wife. Does he have a child with Rachel?
Yes. They just had a baby a couple years ago.
Oh.
So it's a young daughter.
All right.
Remember a scandal when he, not a scandal necessarily, but photos of him also kissing men in front of a bar? Do I remember that?
Kissing
I've men. Never heard that. If that's true, that's complete news to me. Okay. I'm going to Google while you tell the story about what he's not leaving his kids, cause those poor things. Because for some reason that just pops into my head, and it's let's see where it came from.
So how many, what do you suppose he's getting? He gets 20 million at least a picture now.
100 million, wasn't it?
Again, 100 million for James Bond by the time it's all done.
Yeah.
But when you talk about Knives Out and things like that, he's got a great reputation. He's a box office draw, so he can easily... So what's he worth, $400 or $500 million at this point in time, anyway? And the underscore here is that he's not going to leave any of it to his children. And there are other people who have said that. You know, whether Warren Buffett said he's going to leave, he's only leaving $1 billion to each of his children. So,
poor things. All right, I have an update for you. You ready?
Okay. Yes,
so back into, I can't believe how weird minds work. It's like something just sparks them, and you're like, wait a second. 2010, it was the tabloid fodder in 2010 that Daniel Craig
was seen spotted, or he was spotted kissing a man, French kissing a man passionately, apparently, really? In front of a bar. Two sources reported it, said it was definitely Daniel Craig, and he was most certainly making out with the guy. He was in a long-term relationship at the time with Satsuki Mitchell, and he was at the Ruderfish Bar in California. So there you go. Yeah.
Okay, very exciting.
But, okay. Well, meanwhile, then the next year he married Rachel Weisz.
Yeah. Right. No, I know. I always laugh because that's always been in my mind. According to the thing, they said that when Daniel and his friend walked in, they looked like any other upscale gay couple, checking the scene, rubbing each other's leg, shoulder while they talked.
Did he ever comment on it?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, this is 2010. It's been weird in my mind. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
How to ruin a guy's reputation. So what?
I don't think it's a big deal. It's just, it always, like, surprised me that was such a big story and then just disappeared. And
he's turned into one of my favorite Bonds, I think.
Really? I don't like him as Bond.
Yeah, I think he's good as
Bond. He doesn't have this sparkle. Like, he's a very serious Bond. There have been some serious Bonds.
He's a very
method guy. He's kind of flat for me as Bond. Really? I liked him in Skyfall because Skyfall itself as a movie was so perfect. Yeah. But I think I don't know that he added that much to it.
Was that the one M was killed in?
Yes, and I thought that movie was just amazing. But
I don't like her getting killed. At any rate,
there's a new M in town.
Torch.
I like her as M. Thanks very much. Where are we? 28 past the hour.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Okay, so if you don't already know, Kohl's is the best-kept secret for back-to-school shopping. My daughter's heading off to college, and I got a great deal on a bedding set for her dorm, which she absolutely loves. Picked up some pillows for $11.99, and got her new jeans for just $21.99. I mean, whoa. With prices like that, you can't say no. Did I mention I got Kohl's Cash, and it was ready for pickup in less than an hour? So, yeah, I say it was a success. Select styles. Prices good 8/18 to 8/22, 2021. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles, Formula One veteran. Roman Grosjean is the latest driver to utilize Honda Performance Development's Drive in the Loop DIL simulator to run virtual laps of the challenging Nashville street circuit in preparation for the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. The simulator offers Honda teams and drivers the opportunity to replicate on-track situations such as changing track and ambient temperatures, tire grip and wind speed, and more. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Western officials have stepped up evacuation efforts in Kabul, Afghanistan, with over 2,200 diplomats and other civilians flown from Afghanistan on military flights Wednesday. The ones that will be hurt the most with the collapse of the Afghan government are the women. After experiencing freedom and liberty, are now being told by the Taliban the terrorist organization will honor women's rights provided they obey the framework of Islamic law. Communist China has sent warships to the Taiwan Strait on Tuesday. China has been holding assault drills involving warships and military jets near its border with Taiwan. Beijing claimed the drills came in response to unspecified provocations and external interference. United States health authorities are expected to recommend an extra dose of COVID-19 vaccine for most Americans. Health officials in the Biden administration will recommend that most people get a booster shot 8 months after they complete their initial vaccination. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Space Force Officer Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, punished after denouncing Marxism ideologies in the military, is set to be honorably discharged. The Lieutenant Colonel tells Epoch Times the hypocrisy in the military is real.
I spoke up and said we need to remove the politics from our military environment, and I was relieved of my command for being politically partisan. And so where does that leave our young service members right now who are supposed to be apolitical but yet want to retain their beliefs, values, and be able to speak freely? Yeah, first I'll say up front, I am still active duty, though I'm on terminal leave, and terminal leave means I'm separating from the service, and my last day in the service is 1 September. Where things stand for us at the moment is that for the past 3 months, we've heard that there was an alleged investigation that was ongoing in the Pentagon, but I've not had any communication about that, either from my chain of command or from the Air Force Inspector General's office, who is the one that I think was to be conducting an investigation. And so I wrote a letter to then Acting Secretary of the Air Force explaining certain circumstances, which I don't plan to make public, but also requesting an early retirement and a separation honorably from the service. And they've denied me an early retirement, but agreed that they would separate me. And so my family and I have decided that that's the best course of action for us right now, given the circumstances.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the saddle, as it were, Wednesday, the 18th of August. Here we are on the DJV program, facilitating info and conversation. The only other thing that I thought I would add to the Afghan situation is that apparently there's some kind of probe that's been planned. The situation is the Taliban has all of our arms, and apparently some of the people in Congress don't like that. I can't imagine anybody liking it. So what kind of
the Taliban
probe
likes it.
Yeah, the Taliban.
Nobody does.
Phil, there's an old...
don't do it. Too many people are dying right now.
Oh, okay.
You can do it in a few weeks when we start having
do what?
Never mind.
Can't do it.
Yeah, there's a Taliban little sounder that we have in
oh,
there.
Oh, God, no. That
all right, Jennifer.
Distasteful.
Okay, here we go. On to the next thing. Speaking of distasteful...
I'll let you know when it's time where we can start laughing.
Thank you. Okay.
No problem.
Well, I wasn't laughing. I was just thinking of a way to lighten it up a little bit because it's just so heavy. Everything is so, so heavy. And the probe into this, is it just politics or is there going to be some substance to it? I guess that's my question before we move into COVID. What are you going to look at in terms of probing what's going on in Afghanistan? What if... Hello, it's pretty obvious what's going on. It sounds like a waste of government money to me. More probes. And the probe is aimed at politically embarrassing Biden. He's embarrassed himself. He doesn't need any help.
I don't think you have to worry about that. But I do think that there's a question about where this intelligence came from, because most of the people who have come out over the last what, 48 hours, have said the intelligence was clear that things were grim in Afghanistan. And so I think there's going to be a look at if our intelligence failed or if things were just, you know, if there was just an override by the president or who, you know, how we came to the decision to evacuate or to leave in the way we did.
For this outrage. Right. All right, speaking of outrages, Governor Abbott of Texas has COVID. He has been against some of the health measures, masking,
vaccines. Yeah, but he had three vaccines. He had the vaccine and the booster.
And now he's got Regeneron. Why is he taking Regeneron if he claims he has no symptoms?
I have no idea. And I didn't realize
that's not even available to regular people with COVID. Like, that's just crazy.
Well, the autoclonal, how do we say it? How do you say cucumber?
Monoclonal.
Monoclonal, right. Thank you. Antibodies are now available, I guess, through the government only because they bought up the whole supply. So you can now, and this is something for everybody to know, it's actually something good because I don't hear a lot of people ever talking about therapeutics and stuff. Apparently, the government bought up all of the monoclonal antibodies. You can get them now for free. If you get COVID, you can ask for them and...
Because when my hairstylist had COVID, she was in one of the major trauma hospitals, and her sister's a pharmacist, so she knows about all the different drugs. And she was calling, you know, she called her sister, and she's like, "How do I get the Regeneron?" And there was no way she could get it. So I don't know.
That's a failing of the of
it's
whoever
very the
her
haves
hospital
and
is.
have nots.
I think that we've talked off and on about Phil Valentine, who is a Nashville talk host, been on the air there for decades, and we've also brought you up to date on his condition. It has worsened. He is in grave condition. His family is asking friends and listeners to pray for a miracle. It's not good. There's a guy that was in physically very good shape. He did not want to have vaccines. He didn't want to wear a mask. He followed the usual conservative talk guidelines, if that's what you want to call them. And now he's been on a ventilator for well over a week, maybe 2 weeks.
It's got to be a month. It's close to a month now.
Is it that long?
He's been sick a while.
Yeah. So it's an example. And when I have my conversations with Jack Stockwell, who is one of the doctors associated with DJV Health Show, we talk about these, and he'll give me the stats as to how many people have had a problem with the shots. But then, you know, in this circumstance, my judgment on Phil, knowing him and knowing he was a physically very active guy, worked out all the time, looked like he worked out all the time, felt to me like he was pretty healthy. Whenever I shake his hand, he and I would say to each other, "We were the only ones," because I have a very firm handshake, and so did he. And so, you know, you kind of get the drift of the guy taking care of himself pretty well. And so this is it. You know, I don't want to say this is it for him, but I would say things don't look good. And then there's, you know, all this other stuff. It doesn't make sense to me, and it hasn't all along, for people to be so vehemently against it. And I've said this to Jack. I love him dearly. You have your point of view. I know he and his wife were not happy when I got my shots. I'm going to get the third one. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to get it today. I just think that that's the way to go. We all have our instincts. We all have, but to criticize other people for doing it, it's their life. Let them take their lives into their hand. I'm not criticizing Phil Valentine. I'm certainly not criticizing Jack. You do what you want. You do, as long as it doesn't affect other people. And maybe that's what I'm not.
But the problem is when you're dealing with a pandemic, whether you get a shot or you don't, it does affect other people. Everyone's choice affects the whole group. And that's the problem. This isn't just like, you know, choosing to homeschool your kid or not. Well, that's your business and it's your kid. I mean, this is a public health crisis. And, you know, and I understand Jack loves to, like, point out how many people have had adverse reactions. That literally happens with
every drug, but it's not a global pandemic, so we don't talk about it. I mean, people have adverse reactions to Tylenol, so, and people are still allergic to penicillin and, you know, have reactions to drugs that are penicillin derivatives. I mean, this kind of stuff happens all the time. That's why there's a risk with taking any medication or any vaccine. I don't think it's right for people to just, you know, for people like who are, you know, trusted in the medical field like Jack is, to just constantly be hammering away only one side and not looking at the other sides of how many people have been saved by being vaccinated. You know, it's like it just presents a whole picture.
I think, well, and I think that's really kind of it, is present the whole picture. And I think everybody should be individually empowered to get the information that's true and right and make the best decision for themselves.
Make their own decision.
But the problem is, and the pushback comes from so much fear-mongering, the truth is that even people who get COVID are going to survive. The exception is Phil Valentine.
Most people will survive.
People will. And especially when there are things that can be taken, there are therapeutics, there are treatments, but because things have gotten so political, how many people did die because they weren't getting access to that? And I think the reason that people are so drawn into their corners is because we are not, you know, you, there's so much, you either have to fearmonger on one side or the other.
Well,
do you know what I mean? And so it's like,
everybody's in their corner because that's the way of the world at the moment. We've become lemmings. We follow this point of view because somebody says it. Somebody else. I mean, why would you listen to anything that moron, what's his face, says on Fox? But yet people do. So anyway,
I don't know what moron you're talking about.
I'm talking about
Mr.
Bowtie. Mr. Bojangles.
I don't know who the bow tie is, but
Tucker Carlson.
Oh, he doesn't wear a bow tie. That was like 25
years ago. Doesn't he look like he should, though?
Yeah. He used to. That was like his thing.
If he was
going to
wear a bow tie every day, it would be him.
Yeah.
But I do think it's worth clarifying. I mean, how much time do you spend watching Fox News, Doug?
None. Zero.
Right. So have you, I mean, you really, before you say that people are, like, giving dangerous messages there, watch, because I think they've almost pushed in the wrong direction.
Not with him.
Vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, Tucker's been, he's a China hawk. That's why. You would actually maybe like him if you watch, because what he's doing is investigating the Chinese government's role in the COVID-19
pandemic. Have him on the program. Get him on, Victoria. Let's see what he has to say. Pope Francis called on people to get vaccinated. New public service ad that's running now. And let's see here. The Atlanta Falcons, first NFL team to vaccinate all of their players. There is a lack of paid sick leave, though, that may be playing a role in deterring a lot of low-wage workers from taking time off to get vaccinated. So is that something that will keep people? Do you know folks who are in that category who have to work? They need, working is more important than taking time off to get a shot. That's just the way they
look
at it.
Well, it's not necessarily the time off
money
to take to get the shot, but it's, you know, I mean, I was sick for 36 hours when I got the shot. I couldn't do the show. I couldn't get out of bed. I had a fever. So if people and women react more strongly to the vaccines than men have, and so, yeah, I mean, if you are, you know, if you're a woman working multiple jobs and you're going from one place to another, yeah, you can't afford 36 hours in bed.
Yeah, well, here's the Kaiser Family Foundation says that 2 out of 10 unvaccinated employees say if their employer had given them paid leave, paid time to go get the shot or to be home if they get sick, then they would have got vaccinated. So, yeah, it takes a couple of days. Now, what's the word on the third shot? Do you get sick like you did after the second one?
That's a really good question. Maybe we could ask Governor Abbott, since he's somehow already got a third shot, even though he's not in the category. How is he answering to that?
He's also in a wheelchair, so he's disabled. So I would imagine that he is probably immunocompromised.
He's
a lot
disabled. Because he's disabled?
He's got
he's in a wheelchair?
It could be. Yeah, that could be.
I'd
buy into that, as a matter of fact. Yep. 44 past the hour. Freddie Mac recently reinvented its Credit Smart Financial Capability curriculum, which has helped a lot of consumers prepare to rent or buy a home by learning about the importance of building, maintaining, and using credit to control their financial future. The new CreditSmart learning experience helps consumers understand, define, and achieve their financial goals. It's free. It's mobile-friendly, customizable for your own journey. What a great – don't you love that? Huh? All right, let's listen.
Many Americans have questions about how certain factors impact their credit profile. For example, 1 in 3 Americans doesn't know that the length of their credit history or joint credit account is reported to credit bureaus.
That is why this type of financial education is so important. It's not something consumers typically learn in school and plays a critical role in the largest purchase most people will ever make.
The new CreditSmart will help the next generation of consumers define and achieve their financial goals at their own pace, whether preparing to rent or buy a home. CreditSmart is free, mobile-friendly, and provides flexible learning options and personalized tools so consumers can customize their experience.
Learn more at creditsmart.freddiemac.com.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, Di, it's time for pronunciation lessons because I've never gotten Brett Favre's name pronounced correctly.
Still in it. So
that was the whole running joke in Something About Mary, like, because he was in it.
And Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre.
It's Favre? How would you?
Well, I mean, it would be, but it's Favre. I don't know why.
Favre.
Okay. He's urging parents not to allow their children to play tackle football, at least till they're 14. And in my estimation, you should never play tackle football, no matter what your age. Anyway, there's a new PSA that's running starting this week with the Concussion Legacy Foundation. And this spot explains that the longer a child plays tackle football, the more likely that person is to develop chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And that, too. Encephalopathy. You see, yeah, exactly. This is a fatal thing. Not good. Younger children play tackle football are at an increased risk of developing this neurological condition. Remember, the only thing you have to really remember is that your head, that 8-pound ball on your shoulders, is held onto your body by a stem the size of a quarter. That's all you have to remember. Other than that, there's nothing. And your head being hit, whether it's soccer or whether you get hit on the football field, 65 high school football players were part of an examination. 16 of them had CTE last year.
In high school. That's so sad.
In high school. It's sick. And you encourage your kid to play football like the Floridians and Texans and where else, Colorado, they play football. No. Not good. You're a bad parent if you let them play football when they're kids. Or at all, frankly. 10 before the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With VantagePoint, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, VantagePoint's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gain. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.
Past the hour, it's the Daily Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. This is the point in which Victoria takes out, she pulls out all the stops to go through a few items of interest that will be effective or affecting you. I thought it was interesting that Twitter hired somebody to promote diversity in their campus or wherever it is that they work. I don't even, you know, these companies are sort of like in the sky. You don't even know where they're headquartered or do they have places.
It does feel like they live in the cloud.
Yeah, in the cloud. That's it.
Right.
All right, so Twitter has launched a new process as well. So what's the story here?
Well, we know that Twitter's had a lot of issues with, you know, misinformation, whether it was the election or QAnon stuff or now COVID misinformation. So they've launched a new, they're testing a new reporting feature that they want to kind of put a little more control in the hands of the actual public and the users of Twitter. And so this is going to allow you to, if you're a user of Twitter, to flag a tweet that contains misinformation about COVID or the vaccines. So you'll be able to report the misinformation through the same process as harassment or other harmful content through the drop-down menu at the top right of every tweet. It doesn't take the tweet down. It just alerts Twitter to the fact that someone has flagged it as, you know, as misinformation. And then users will be prompted to select whether the misleading comment is political, health-related, or falls into another category. The politics category includes more specific forms of misinformation, content related to elections and other things like that. The health category also includes an option for, that's where users will flag COVID-19 specific misinformation. Twitter said not every report will be reviewed as the platform continues to test the feature, but they're collecting the overall data through this test, and then that's going to help them determine how they expand the feature over the next few weeks, or if it doesn't work at all, they'll kill it. And so the test can be used to identify tweets containing misinformation that have the potential to go viral. So it's also going to matter, you know, if it's someone who has three followers and they're tweeting something crazy, that's probably not going to get the attention that, you know, Alex Jones might get if he's, you know, saying that COVID isn't real or whatever, whatever his lie du jour is. So, this is essentially, instead of an algorithm handling all this, which we know with Facebook has been a disaster, and with Twitter, so many people have said that, you know, they feel like their First Amendment rights have been violated. So Twitter's now trying to figure out a better way to do it.
All right.
Which they need it. They need it. They need all the help they can get.
Yeah. Well, that's true with a number of social media platforms, I think. In a moment, the latest on the Consumer Economic, or no, Consumer Electronics Show, that's up after this.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you. Hey, who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so if you don't already know, Kohl's is the best-kept secret for back-to-school shopping. My daughter's heading off to college, and I got a great deal on a bedding set for her dorm, which she absolutely loves. Picked up some pillows for $11.99, and got her new jeans for just $21.99. I mean, whoa. With prices like that, you can't say no. Did I mention I got Kohl's Cash, and it was ready for pickup in less than an hour? So, yeah, I'd say it was a success. Select styles. Prices good 8/18 to 8/22, 2021. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so at the Consumer Electronics Show next January, what are they going to require?
Well, so last year was, or this past year, I should say, January of 2021, the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, was all virtual. And so this, the one coming up for 2022, can you believe we're already talking about, we're closer to 2022 than we were to 2020 now. So, I know. You're the one who keeps, you know, speeding along our lives. So, yeah, so this, so the announcement is that this is going to be a hybrid event. They're going to have in-person and digital components, but the big news, and this is the reason why you may be seeing this trending and on, you know, lots of different news sites, is because everyone must be vaccinated and you have to prove your vaccination. So this is you know, a bit controversial, but their CES says they're working closely with the Las Vegas community where it's hosted, including the convention center there, and if any of the other guidance locally changes, then they may revisit it. But this is kind of similar to New York City's Key to NYC pass, which is, you know, you have to prove you're vaccinated in order to go inside restaurants and to go into concerts and live events and Broadway and stuff like that. So CES 2022, the media days start on January 3rd, where everybody gets a preview of all the cool stuff, and then the show floor opens January 5th.
Thought it was interesting. MasterCard says they're going to stop using magnetic stripes. Isn't that how they started, how they came into being? Is using those magnetic stripes?
Yeah, from the 1960s, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for underscoring that.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.